One of the most popular things to do on Maui that only takes about a half day is to drive from sea level to 10,000 feet at the summit of the giant dormant volcano Haleakala. Similar to the Road to Hana tour, the commentary for this tour begins as you turn on the Hana Highway over by the Kahului Airport. Once you've joined the route, the commentary contains all the driving directions you need. Now, before I get into the details of the tour, keep in mind that if you plan to do more driving on Maui than just visiting Haleakala, like if you want to drive the road to Hana or explore West Maui or south to Kihei, Wailea, and the beautiful Makena beaches, then the full Maui Island tour is the best value option and contains everything that you'll want to see on Maui. If you thought a drive up to Haleakala for romantic sunrise is an appealing idea, then it's important to know that the NPS now requires that all sunrise watchers for Haleakala must have a reservation. So just be sure to check the NPS website to secure a reservation. Otherwise, that's a very early start. Usually leaving around 3 a.m. is recommended, only to be turned around at the entrance because you haven't booked your space. In my opinion, though, Haleakala is awesome to visit at any time of day. And in fact, you can usually see more if the sun is fully overhead. Sunset is also a great time. And, bonus, you don't need a reservation. Our tour begins by turning off the Hana Highway and climbing to the town of Pukalani and then to Kula. Once we turn on to 378, the real switchback climbing begins. Trees start to thin out and we'll often drive through a cloud layer. The entrance to the national park is at 7,000 feet. And we'll need to show our park pass or purchase one there. There are many outstanding viewpoints as we climb, and essentially all vegetation gives way to the Mars-like surrounds. Although the beautiful silver swords provide a stunning punctuation in this desolate environment. At nearly 10,000 feet, views into the caldera are fantastic at the Summit Visitor Center. And there are different hiking trails to cinder cones, depending on your fitness and energy levels. The final short drive takes us to the highest point with views in every direction. On our drive up and down, we'll share stories from Hawaiian mythology about the creation of the Hawaiian Islands, and we'll also give the scientific explanations too. On our way back down, we'll suggest a visit to the Paniolo cowboy town of Makawao for a side of Hawaiian culture you probably never knew about. Expect to spend maybe 4 or 5 hours driving from the resort area of the island to Haleakala, and then back again for a nice easy outing. Oh, and bring a sweater, or anything warm you've got, as it's usually significantly colder at the summit. Closed shoes are needed to walk on the trails.